Thank you for calling customer service. This is Stacy. How may I help you?
Hi, Stacy. I have a very, very unique situation. All of a sudden this morning I'm working, and I get an email that I've ordered two Prime Fitness watches. I never ordered them. What happened was I got an email a couple weeks ago, fill out a survey, and we'll send you a free watch. Well, they ended up charging me for two watches, which I didn't even really want to begin with. So immediately I'm like, you know, this was a scam. Now, all of a sudden today, at 7 o'clock this morning, 7:04, I get an email. Thank you for buying watches. I never bought these watches. So I immediately sent the email because I was at work. I sent the email to my wife, and she called this number. And they said, okay, we'll refund part of the order. I want the whole order refunded. I never ordered these. I will give you the order numbers, the confirmation numbers. But once we get this straightened out, I want to know how this happened. And, you know, how in the world? I know that you got my information because I stupidly, a couple weeks ago, fell for getting a free watch that ended up costing me like $70. But let me give you the confirmation numbers. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
919-226-145.
One moment. Verify your shipping address.
16 Bassey, B-A-S-S-E, Circle, in Lynn, Mass.
Okay.
And I have another confirmation number, too.
You're fine, sir. They're all in the same account. I have two smart fitness trackers. They track your steps, check your blood pressure, and you can get calls and messages. These products were ordered on a 14-day trial back on April the 23rd. What that means is you get them for paying only the shipping and handling for 14 days. You get the product for absolutely free. If there's no call for cancellation within the 14-day trial, you are charged full price of the product as a one-time charge.
Now, how come nobody ever notified me of that?
It was in the terms and the conditions, sir, and on the order form that you filled out when you put your name, your information, your address, stuff like that. It does ask you to agree that you're 18 years or older, and it does ask you to agree to the terms and the conditions. You have to check mark that box and agree to it before you can push submit. That's where all that information is listed.
That is terrible. That's really sneaky. That really is sneaky.
And I see here where you've been given
credit for part of the order.
He was given a 75% refund on the $64.87 and the 75% refund on the $69.87.
Yeah. Yep, that's what my wife has written down. Boy, that is sneaky. So I guess I'm just, because I stupidly agreed to this, I guess I'm just going to get that amount of money back.
Correct.
Yeah, this is, you know, that's a really sneaky thing to do, and I'm going to make sure everybody knows that. I know that it's my fault because I didn't read the terms and conditions, but, you know, you should probably have that right up at the beginning, that this is a 14-day trial and not hidden somewhere in the terms and conditions. This is a bad company. Okay, so I guess I'm just going to get part of my money back, and I guess the blame is on me for falling for another scam, because that's exactly what this is when you hide something in the terms and everything. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Yeah, screw you.